few ideas relating to Tisha B'Av and just various. Yesterday we spoke about a little bit of the Asara Haruge Malchus. I want to present to you now two ideas which to me shook me up very, very much. Two very interesting ideas. One I heard on a tape. I really, it was a very long time ago, and I don't know where I can get a hold of the tape, and I have no idea even where to look. I have no idea what I'm saying, if this is what was said on the tape or it's just my imagination. It was Rabbi Stephen Przanski from Teaneck. He was talking about something, and he spoke about the Asara Haruge Malchus, and he said something, and again, I have no idea if what I'm telling you is what he said, or if it's something which he said something which triggered this thought in my mind. Now, here's the idea. When we use the term Asara Haruge Malchus, it's a very common expression. Who is the subject, or what is the subject of the word Malchus? Asara Haruge, there are 10 people who were killed. Malchus, by the kingdom, will loosely translate kingdom. Who is the kingdom? So everyone, without blinking an eyelash, without hesitation, will tell you that the subject of the word Malchus is the Malchus HaRisho'ah. That's the term the Chazal use. The wicked Malchus. Who is the wicked Malchus? The evil empire, the Roman Empire. The evil Roman Empire. The evil Roman Empire and all of their Caesars and their assistants and all of the whole hierarchy. I'm not familiar with all the different levels of people in charge, the hierarchy, but they are called, termed by Chazal, the Malchus HaRisho'ah. What did this Malchus HaRisho'ah do during the time?
Just outside, in high school, we learned in history about the Holy Roman Empire. So the teacher said, it wasn't holy, it wasn't Roman, and it wasn't an empire.
It wasn't holy, it wasn't Roman?
That's what he said, it wasn't Roman.
It's an old line.
Why wasn't it Roman? Why wasn't it an empire? Wasn't an empire? They controlled the world. They control the world. I don't know. Okay. Holy, that it was. Now I agree with you. But that's much later. The holy Roman was. That's the holy is much, much later. During they were pagans. They were clearly pagans. And in the Medrash of Ela Eskira, it's clear as day. The Kesar said to Klal Yisrael, "You still believe in God? Now I'm torturing you. Believe now. If it was the Holy Roman Empire, we'd have to say that's right. There is a God, and I'm taking revenge for what you've done to our Mashiach. Right? So the whole conversation wouldn't even start. Exactly. The Holy Roman Empire began much, much later." In the year the 5th century, something like that, the Asara Haruge Malchus took place in the 1st or the very beginning of the 2nd century. Okay, the Chorban took place in the year 70, approximately, whatever that means, right? 69, 70, 68, everyone is fighting about this. What exactly? But let's just say now the year 70, make it very, very simple. And when was the first of the Haruge Malchus took place? Right before the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yishmael Kohen Gadol and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel the Nasi, they were killed before Tisha B'Av, before the Churban, right before the Churban, if I'm not mistaken. They were killed right at that time. So that was in the year 70, and the last ones of the Asara Haruge Malchus were killed at least 52 years later in Beitar, Rabbi Akiva, at least some say even more, maybe even 92 years later. So we're dealing with a generation, it spanned a period of time, and Chazal tell us there was never a generation that had so many great people living at the same time. In other words, in other generations you'll find very holy people, but not 10 of them. What was unique about the Dor HaShmad was you had great people together who were contemporaries. They lived in the same generation. And that's why this generation was very unique. The intensity of great people living together is what made this generation to call the Dar HaShemad, and they were the Asara HaRegim. But who's the Malchus? Going back to our topic. So the Malchus, there's no one that would not tell me that when you say the word Malchus, Malchus refers to the Malchus HaRishah, the evil Roman Empire. They were pagans, and their what they have done to Klal Yisrael and how they attempted to destroy Klal Yisrael, to commit genocide after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash has been noted, and they will be held accountable, and they are held accountable. However, there could be two other translations of the word Malchus. One is Kimat Beferush in the second version of the Eila Eskara. There's a conversation, I do not remember which one of the Asarig Malchus it was a conversation between one of them and the Kesar. And the Kesar said, I'm now going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And the Tana said, you think you're killing me? You think that you, the Melech, you're killing me? My death was decreed by the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. Hashem is the one that decided I should die. The Melech Malchei Hamlochim, he's the one that has issued a psak, a decree, I should die. And you're nothing. You're just a pawn in the hands of the real Melech. Now, according to that, when it says Hasara Haruge Malchus, the subject is not the Malchus HaRishah. The Malchus is the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. This was not a coincidence. It was not just, the Goyim. There was a lynching. There was a blood libel. There was an expulsion. It was a bad day for the Jews. This was handed down directly from the Ribbono Shel Olam. There was Hashkocha Pratis. Asara, there were 10 tzaddikim who were killed. Kama, you have to put a comma, you have to be creative in how you translate the words, because even the simple translation doesn't make much sense. And I'll show you something in a moment which really changes everything upside down. But Asara Haruge Malchus, the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't make a mistake and think that this was a coincidence. This was just a bad day and Hashem was not paying attention and 10 tzaddikim were killed. This was done through the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzadik gzerehi milafonai kach ola b'machshava. Include the Ribbono Shel Olam in the worst situations. In the most horrible situations, the Ribbono Shel Olam is there. He's calling the shots. Why? We'll never know. But that is the name, the tzviya, on what it means to have emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, let me come to parish number 3, which really shook me to the core when it hit me what this third interpretation. Again, I'm not sure where it came from. If it came from my mom or it came from Rabbi Przanski, but the third interpretation is as follows, very simple. Chazal over and over refer to Talmidei Chacham as Malchus. Man Malkei. Who are the true kings in this world? Chachamim. Man Malkei? Chachamim. The true kings in this world are the Talmidei Chachamim. Why? Why is a Talmud Chacham called a Melech? So the answer is very simple. There are many people out there that are very, very smart. Baruch Hashem, there's a lot of talent. There's a lot of competition. There are a lot of people out there that can give a very good daf yomi. Trust me, I've seen it. There's a lot of smart people who know how to talk, know have good diction, a good vocabulary, or eloquent, brilliant minds, can be mefalpel, can give over information, to collect information, to study, and speak well and present information. But Rabbi Yisrael, how many people do you know that are Talmidei Chachamim you can honestly say, and you can see it, that the learning, their Torah knowledge, has affected them to a degree that they're different people. Their behavior is different. The Torah has penetrated, has affected their Yirah Shamayim, the way it's supposed to be. Very few. It's not so common to find Talmidei Chachamim who are sterling midos. It's not so common. You're not going to find Talmidei Chachamim, not everyone is Talmud Chachamim from the biggest Bal Chesed. Not every Talmud Chachamim is going to go put someone in front of him, will care for others more than he cares for himself. But isn't that what it teaches you to do in the Torah? Isn't that what it says? If you learn Torah the whole day, well, you know, it's not so easy. Try to sit and learn the whole day and see how easy it is to become a different person. Don't second guess and judge anyone. It's not so easy. A true Talmud Chacham is a melech. Why? What is a melech? A melech is a principle, there's a vocabulary in Tanakh, in Chazal, called nimusei malchus. What does it mean, nimusei malchus? It's a very hard word to translate. I'll just loosely translate. A code of conduct. A melech dresses a certain way. Okay, even in America, in the modern world, okay, where, you know, it's a mila to be like everyone else, the president's going to wear a suit. He's going to wear a tie. You're not going to see the president of the United States, Baruch Hashem, so far. Yeah. Okay, maybe on vacation, it's a mila to show you now. You know, we're wearing a t-shirt, but it's going to be a nice t-shirt. You know, it's going to be, when you go golfing, you don't just go take out your pajamas. You put on, you know, designer golf shoes and designer golf shorts. The world is watching. The world is watching what kind of golf shorts you're wearing, what kind of watch you're wearing. Okay? There's something called nimusei malchus. Is it befitting for a melech to wear this garment? Is it befitting for a melech to wear this tie? You're not going to see the President of the United States by a State of the Union address wear a tie that has Mickey Mouse on it. Okay, it's not going to happen. Hopefully it should never happen. Okay, you never know. You never know. In America, there's something called a code of conduct. If you go to a state dinner, it's a halacha. Is there bishulakum by potato chips? Is there something called bishulakum? No, because potato chips is not oile al shulchan milachin. Nimusei malchus affects halacha. It affects halacha. Bishulakum. Chazal were only masaking bishulakum on a food that's eaten, that's oil al shulchan milachim. This nimusei malchus, the way you talk, the way you dress, the way you eat, the way you conduct yourself, the malchus is the highest standard. Talmidei Chachamim, true Talmidei Chachamim, are called kings. Man Malkei Rabbanan. It doesn't mean someone in Koilo learns and hangs out every 5 minutes at the coffee machine and schmoozing on the phone and talking Lashon Hara. Oh, but I'm in Koilo, I get a Koilo check. Good for you. You beat the system. But you're not a melech. A melech means the Torah has penetrated your essence to the degree where you conduct yourself with dignity. You conduct yourself according to the laws of the Torah. That's Malchus. That's Malchus. That's a very, very high caliber. And how many people can you say that you know, you can say, ah, this is a Talmud Chacham that lives his learning. He learns, it affects him. He's a dignified person. You can say about him that he conducts himself with a code of conduct, and we can say about him, Man Malkei Rabbanan. In this generation, in the aftermath of Churban Beis HaMikdash, in Dor Shel Shmad, in the Tkuf of Beitar, there were 10 such people that Klal Yisrael can point to and can say, Man Malkei Rabbanan. What does it mean, the Asara Harugei Malchus? Who's the subject of Malchus? What, the Roman Empire? The Malchus HaRasha? We could care less about the Malchus HaRasha. Where are they today? What relevance is it to us to focus on for generations? Asara Harugei, 10 Sadiqim that were killed by the Malchus HaRasha. Who cares? Is that the issue? Is that what we're concerned? Asora haruge malchus. There were 10 Talmidei Chachomim that achieved an exalted level of Yiras Shamayim and Torah, where it affected them, where they conducted themselves with a code of conduct that is fitting for a king, Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's who was killed. It wasn't ordinary people who were killed. It wasn't ordinary Talmidim that were killed. It was Talmidei Chachamim on a caliber that we can say, Mamalke Rabbanan. Those are the Asara Haruge Malchus. I said this vart over to a person. Sometimes I run by things. I have a friend who's a very big Talmud Chacham. And basically everything I say, he disagrees with. Off the bat, everything I say without any exception. And that's why I say it to him, because I like to get resistance, feedback, to see the weak points. I do whatever I want after I talk to him, but I want to hear his critique. And he's very good at his critique. And he disappointed me. Because when I told him this, he said to me, well, you know, I'll bring you a raya that you are correct. Why? Because in the kina of Tisha B'Av, it doesn't say the words Asara Haruge Malchus. It says Haruge Malchus Asara. Okay, look in the kina of Arze Asure Malchus Asara. Those that were killed by the Malchus as Haruge. It should really say Harugim Shel. Harugei Gimel Yud means, it means Shel. It's a shorter form, Harugei Shel Malchus Asara. So he says, why did the Paitan do that? So you'll answer very simply, big deal, the Paitanim can do whatever they want. It's more poetic, right? You can manipulate. That will be the simple answer. Don't bring me a raya from the Paitanim. They can manipulate words whatever they want. But he said, maybe you only could say that, but maybe what the Paitan is really saying is this idea. Is there were Harugei Shel Malchus, and now the Harugim Shel Malchus, and then the word, and what kind of Malchus are we discussing? Asara, a Malchus of 10. In other words, the word Asara simply is coming to define the Malchus. Now, if you're talking about the evil Malchus, the Malchus, the evil Roman Empire, the Malchus HaRasha'ah, the word 10 has no relevance. The Roman Empire, I don't know, is it 1, is it 100, is it 1,000? I mean, the word 10 has no meaning whatsoever. The word Malchus. Okay, you have to see that. So what did it say originally? It says the Malchus HaRasha'ah.
No, Malchus Romi.
So why? What's the problem with Romi? With Rome, they would love
censored.
That.
That's why the Christian censors.
Not everything was censored. I hear what you're saying, but
very common.
Okay. But there is still an expression that we use, we commonly use, and it's in the Kina. Malchus, it doesn't seem the kina was censored. It doesn't seem that it was manipulated, the kina.
This particular expression might be
okay, so I hear what you're saying, but you can't say that in every situation. It's so common on our lips, the Asara Haruge Malchus. What does it mean, Malchus?
You want to say that the concept of Malchut was killed.
Correct.
It
was killed. It was a tragedy. That the Malchus in Klal Yisrael, the Malchus, the nobility of Klal Yisrael, which are the Chachamim, were killed. And they were killed, and there were 10 of them, and what was the makeup of this Malchus in this generation? There were 10 members of this Malchus. There were 10 members that represented in Klal Yisrael to live according to the ways of Torah.
Okay.
to conduct yourself nimusei malchus. If you want to go say that we're going on the Roman Empire, what does the number 10 have to do with the Roman Empire? Not that I know of, nothing. So the 10 obviously is going on the people that were killed. If it's going on the killed, then the word 10 sticks out like a sore thumb. It doesn't belong in this order. It should say the Asara, it should say Asara Harugei. There were 10 people that were killed. But it doesn't say the word Asara Harugei. It says Harugei Malchus Asara. Asara. It says in the Kina, as Harugei Malchus Asura. Harugei Malchus Harugim Shel Malchus Asara. What is the word Asara doing at the end of the expression? You can say whatever you want to say, because it's the piyut, so you can say it's poetic. But there is some credibility here to suggest that the word Malchus is not going on the Roman Empire. The Malchus is going on the Harugei. The people that were killed were people of Malchus. What kind of Malchus? Man Malkei Rabbanon. A level of Torah and Yerushalayim of Malchus. How many were part of the team? How many were part of this team of Malchus that were killed in this generation? Asara. We're not discussing, we're not giving them kavod. We don't have to give kavod to the Roman Empire. We know what they did. They don't even deserve to be mentioned. And we say the Malchus referring to the victims.
Malchus, you say Malchuyot, because it's a Harugei plural. Malchut is a singer. It should be Malchuyot.
If not necessarily.
Everyone is king. Everyone is Malchut.
If you're going to say that you're referring to the Roman Empire, then you'll...
Malchuyot, it means Asara, that each one was Malchut.
I hear what you're saying. It lends itself many ways. I hear what you're saying. It's not perfect. It's not explicit. It's not, obviously, this is not what you can expect to hear. Okay? You're going to go home, you'll say, what are you talking about, right? This is obviously not what you would expect. Like I started off, I made it very clear. Go ask anyone on the street. You want to go with me down from now? We'll go stop every person and you'll say, it says, did you ever hear this expression called Asara Harugei Malchus? Yeah. Oh, when it says Malchus, what does it mean? I guarantee you, every single person you stop on the street is going to say, the Malchus Harishah. They might not say those words, but they'll say it means the perpetrator. It means the criminal. The criminal is the one who killed these 10 innocent people. Right? Isn't that what that's how I understood. That's how everyone understands it. But who says that's the pshat? Who says that's the pshat? There are two other perushim we're suggesting. The Malchus could refer to the Melech Malchei Hamlochim. And you should know, Kemat says that in the Medrash Eila Eskira. There's a conversation between one of the Tassar, and he says, oh, you think you're the Melech? You're a clown. Imamish was mocking him. The Melech Malchei Hamlochim is the one that decided I should die. Not you. And he goes, what are you talking about? You're just a pawn. He said, the real Malchus, the Ribbono Shalom, the Asar Harugei, by the Malchus of the Ribbono, don't make a mistake and think that the Ribbono Shel Olam was not in Auschwitz. I know it's hard, easy for me to say, right? Easy for me to say, because I wasn't there. Okay, and the Thakar, so we shouldn't even talk like that. But in our own lives, and we have very difficult struggles, everyone, no one is spared, a person has to train himself to realize, Imoi Anoichi Bitzara. I'm there. In the most difficult times, Ribbono Shalom, don't think this was just a coincidence, chaos. The Malchus is the Malchus of the Ribbono Shalom. And then you have a noob shot, which is, it's a Gemara. Man Malkei, I'm not making things up. Man Malkei Rabbanon. And the words lend itself, and it certainly enhances with great meaning the meaning of the principle of that Asarag Malchus. It puts them in a new caliber. And the Kina is interesting how it's expressed in that fashion. And it totally also demands of us to appreciate what a real Talmud Chacham is. A real Talmud Chacham is not a person that just knows how to learn. We all know that. A Unfortunately, we forget real Talmud Chacham is a Baal Musar, an art that kemat does not exist in our generation. It can't exist. Cannot exist Musar in a generation where Baruch Hashem, we're blessed, and we're not going back. We don't want it. Where you don't have this thing called Pas Bamelech Toichal, Umayim bin Mesur Tishte. We don't have that. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that. Look at the Sim HaShas. Open up the brochure. Okay? But real Malchus demands Musar. Musar. Nimusei Malchus. It's hard. Not easy. All right. We're out of time. I had a lot more wanted to do, but we'll have to, whatever. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Av. The yard site of who? Aaron HaKohen. Where does it say it? It doesn't say that in the FJJ. It says it in the Torah HaKadosha. That tomorrow is the yard site of Aaron HaKohen. What? Baba Rebbe? That's right. Amen. Amen.